Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Daryl Richardson. He is the director of NDON. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thanks.
Wow. Talk about some heavy rains this week.
Yes. You know, the eastern part of North Dakota generally was thunderstorms. So, you know, most folks, not everyone, but most folks, you know, got an inch. There were definitely exceptions out there. Or, of course, even more, probably to me the most impressive was what happened yesterday on Tuesday of this week, actually, up in the northwestern part of North Dakota. That was, you know, that wraparound, that deformation zone. Say if it was winter, the area that gets the most snow. They had a very consistent rain all day, and many folks got 2 to 3 inches of rain without any thunderstorms present. As we all know, any thunderstorm could drop 2 or 3 inches in localized spots, but this was just an all-day heavy rain event, so it was very, very widespread. So you see a lot of variability in eastern North Dakota, although, again, most folks got, you know, at least an inch. But up in the northwest corner of North Dakota and northeastern Montana, just very heavy rain, especially for that climate. You know, they really got in some areas 30 to 40% of what their average growing season rainfall was just yesterday in 18 hours.
Wow. Did they need the moisture
in that part of the state? For the most part, yes, although they had one before that. Really, I mean, there's going to be a spot, so no matter, you know, what you say, there's going to be someone out there that's going to say, no, Daryl, you're wrong, I do too. And I understand that, but generally speaking, probably the only area in North Dakota or in the area that could still use some moisture would be the northeast corner of North Dakota. Pembina County hardly got anything, generally speaking, whereas you just crossed a river into Kitson County, you know, most folks got an inch or two of rain. They probably could even use some more. I mean, that was the driest area, say Sunday before this rain system came in, and they still are the driest area because, generally speaking, you know, the far northern end of the Red River Valley ended up not getting all that much moisture, generally speaking, this week.
They've been dry for a long time, and they just keep missing these rain showers.
Very much so. You go from really, say, Langdon to Lake of the Woods. You know, those counties in North Dakota and Minnesota along the Canadian border, there's some spots in northwestern Minnesota. This is their fourth year in a row of being dry. Northwestern Minnesota did get a good rain, but they were so dry that the farmers I talked to up there said, yeah, I got 2 inches, but I would take another two and not be disappointed because they had been so dry lately. But at least most of northwestern Minnesota did get the rain. It was really, you know, looking at radar, looking at the storm totals, interesting that Pembina County in particular just seemed not to get much. You know, some parts of the county got a half inch plus, but there's other parts of the county only got 1 or 2 tenths. So every time you think you're a little bit too wet or a little bit too dry, there's always somebody almost every year that's the opposite of you. And even after this week's storm where a lot of folks are going, I really hope it doesn't rain for another week, there are spots that definitely still would like some rain sometime in the next week.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 3 inches here in the Kindred area at our house.
Yeah, that really came from 2 thunderstorms, you know, as you know, in that area. I mean, there were some other little bits of rain here and there. But, you know, any good thunderstorm can dump an inch, and many folks got hit by 1, 2, or even 3 really good thunderstorms in that 48-hour stretch from Monday into Tuesday.
That's Daryl Richardson, the director of NDON. Stick around. Eric will have much more Inside Ag right after this. This is Ag Central.